I wasn't ready for it. What happened then? How it happened so unexpectedly. But isn't that how these things tend to go? You can never expect something like this. Because this is the day I met Kara. I noticed her first between the biography shelves, prowling down them in soft boots that made no noise against the linoleum. I noticed her because I felt someone's gaze on me, and when I turned, I saw she was staring at me, eyes that seemed to see all the way into me. I looked up, and she didn't lessen her gaze, only intensified it. Deep blue eyes, sharp points that left me speechless, they were so powerful.
"I need a little help,"
she said then, smile soft, hands spread as she gracefully moved to the desk. Her eyes were a sweet blue, like cornflowers. I opened my mouth and closed it.
How can I help you?"
I tried to ask, but I stuttered over the words, and then tried again, after I cleared my throat and blushed and the woman had screwed up her features in a curious expression. I wished I was under the desk.
"Art books,"
she said then, her head to the side. "Okay. I could help with that. They're all over here," I said, standing, smoothing my skirt, allowing my inner librarian to take over. "Any title, author, specific art that you had in mind?"
"No."
She stuck her hands in her pockets and fixed me with that startling gaze again. It was a hungry look, I realized.